6. Robert Duquerne's Private Chapel, The Temple, City of Zion, The Temple Lands. Robert Duquerne knelt before the tiny altar, hands locked around a simple wooden scepter, his eyes fixed upon the icon of Langhorne with its golden, upraised echo of the scepter he held in his own merely mortal hands, and felt the tears running down his face.
"Help me," he prayed. "Holy Langhorne, God, help me! I can't let this happen. I can't, not on top of everything else. This can't be what you want done in your name. Tell me how to stop it. Show me a way."
But the icon was silent. It returned no answer. And strain the ears of his soul though he might, he heard no whisper of God's voice in his heart. He closed his eyes, face twisted with anguish, squeezing the scepter he held so hard, he was amazed the carved wood didn't shatter in his grip. He'd thought he'd known what Clinton was going to do, and dreaded it, tried frantically to think of some way to stop it, even warned the intended victims. Yet his worst nightmares had fallen short of what was actually happening. Duquerne was the only member of the group of four Samuel Wilson had ever dared approach directly. So when Clinton started dropping his mysterious, smirking little hints last fall, Duquerne had been sinkingly certain who his targets were. But neither Trenaire nor Maguire had picked up on those hints. They'd known something was in the air, just as everyone else had, yet they'd been as surprised as any other members of the vicarate when Clinton and his inquisitors actually struck. At first, they'd been inclined to be incredulous, to think Clinton must have overreacted. He wasn't known for his moderation, after all. But Clinton had been prepared for that, and Duquerne's grip on the scepter tightened still farther as he recalled the scene.
"What's the meaning of this, Jaspar?" Zomson Trenaire demanded.
The normally urbane and controlled Chancellor's voice was harsh, his expression tight with mingled anger and an undeniable edge of fear, as he confronted the Grand Inquisitor across the council table.
"I think that's plain enough," Clinton replied in a cold, dangerously level tone. "I've been telling all of you for some time that we had traitors right here in the vicarate. I realize the three of you have been discounting my warnings, that you've gone your way comfortably assuming it's just a case of me once again seeing enemies in every shadow. Well, I won't say that hasn't happened in the past. I won't apologize for it either. It's better to be overly suspicious rather than blindly oblivious in the service of God and Schuller. But not this time. Oh no, not this time. These bastards have been conspiring against Mother Church, against the Grand Vicar's authority, against our struggle with the heretics in Caris, and against God himself. They can dress it up any way they want, try to justify it any way they choose, but the truth will come out. Trust me, the truth will come out."
Robert Duquerne could not recall ever having seen Jaspar Clinton's expression so armored in assurance and so ribbed with iron determination. He radiated a terrifying power as he glowered at his three colleagues, crouched forward like a jowly, hot-eyed, furious great dragon about to open its vast maw and charge with a bellow of killing rage. The treasurer started to open his mouth, although he had absolutely no idea what he was going to say. While he hesitated, searching for words, Trenaire sat back in his chair, his eyes intent, and spoke first.
"What truth, Jaspar?" he asked. "I know Wilson and his brother were always critics, always pains in the arse. And I know they were dangerous, to us at least. But there's a world of difference between that and what you're accusing them of now. And all of these arrests, midnight seizures of women and children. Langhorne, man, can't you see what this is going to do? Do you think all those people aren't related to other families throughout the Temple Lands? Some of them are related to me, for God's sake. How do you think the rest of the vicarate's going to react if they think their families are going to be threatened with something like this, just because we think they're opposing our policies.
Is that what you think this is?
Clinton stared at Trenaire in disbelief.
Oh, it would have given me immense pleasure to take that sanctimonious bastard and his brother down. Don't think for a moment that it wouldn't have. But this isn't something I've manufactured just to quash an enemy, Zomson. This is something that came to me. It's a conspiracy that extends far beyond Wilson and his brother. And it's only God's own mercy I found out about it at all.
What kind of conspiracy? And just how did you find out about it?
Trenaire demanded, his skepticism eroding slightly before Clinton's tone of steely certitude.
They've been conspiring to overthrow the Inquisition and its God-given authority as the first step in their plan to recognize the legitimacy of the Church of Caris,
Clinton said flatly.
They've been gathering material they believed they could use to blackmail other vicars, extort their support against us and the Grand Vicar as a means to do just that. They've been working steadily to undermine fundamental church doctrines, including the doctrine of the Grand Vicar's infallibility when he speaks in Langhorne's name, and planning to undermine Mother Church's central authority by actually supporting the demands of people like Stainer and his so-called reformists for the local election of bishops. I think all of that constitutes a fairly significant threat to Mother Church and God's plan for safehold, Zomson. And it doesn't even begin to get into some of the things we've discovered about their personal degeneracy.